We're lucky enough to be in the top end, a spectacular sunrise just across on the back straight. And let's hope the sun rises for a beautiful day over there for the fifth and final day of this Edgbaston test. And my new weatherman, Laurie Daly, says weather fine.
Yeah, so, weather's all good, TK.
Which is terrific news. We're going to need, well, I think we're going to need all day. Have we got enough time to get 10 English wickets? They need 385 runs. We need 10 wickets. Stewie Clark, good morning, buddy.
Morning, TK. Hey, Loz. Sounds like you're having fun in Darwin.
Yes, probably too much, but we'll just battle on and hopefully find a winner. You know what it's like, Stewie, when you're on the road. Mate, how's it going to unfold, mate? First, it's been spectacular. What about Steve?
Look, it's been actually, in fairness, it's been one of those test matches that's got the hallmarks of being a very, very memorable test match. Yeah, the wicket had a lot in it on the first day, and the Aussies sort of battled through Steve Smith, you know, gets himself back into the test arena with a big 100. And then England sort of dominated, I thought, for a little period after time, until about sort of just before lunch on day three, and Australia come crashing back, and then we bat again, you know. And the wicket has flattened out, but you've got to pay credit to Steve Smith and Matthew Wade, both of them, because the wicket, there were some footholds, the ball was spinning, and they've actually batted really, really well. So you've got to pay credit to those two guys, and you've got Australia now in this position where I don't think England can get the runs. I think 380, 390 in a day is just too many. You need a couple of blokes to really have a day out. But can you get 10 wickets? Well, I think you can. The wickets are offering enough, especially for the spinners. Pretty hard for the seam bowlers. A lot of life's come out of it, all the life's come out of it. But there's just enough variable bounce or a bit of sideways movement, or one spins a lot and one doesn't spin. So if Australia can take their chances, and they'll probably get 10 chances and not miss a stumping or, you know, run out or whatever it may be, I reckon they can get these wickets.
Where is Steve Smith in your ranking, Stewie, in terms of, you know, Bradman is in the elite, no one's in his company. And then there's, you know, you've seen Ponting play and Steve Waugh and Mark Waugh, but where does Steve Smith rate? Is he the second best batsman since Brad?
His record suggests that is the case. You wouldn't think it watching him bat, like, because he's a bit odd, his technique's a bit funny, you know, he sort of falls over and he doesn't move his feet sometimes and gets himself in odd sort of positions. But in reality, you can only really look at the stats and look what he is doing every time he walks out to bat. And England had, I reckon they tried every plan in the book. They tried bowling wide, they tried bowling short, they tried this, they tried that. And he has an answer for everything at the moment with the bat in hand. And he's just doing it so, so easily that you've got to say, if obviously Bradman's, no one's got close to that, but on stats, Steve Smith at the moment is second best to him. And no one thought that at the start of his career, but he's proving everybody wrong.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Is Nathan Lyon the key on that dusting up wicket?
Oh, he will be, because the ball will spin. But I think the quicks have a job to play as well. They've got to get the ball into a condition where it's, you know, a bit of variable bounce, or, you know, if it reverse swings, it reverse swings. Especially for the two new ball bowlers, if they can dislodge a couple of the openers and really get into that middle order. They've got to find a way to get, obviously, Burns out. He batted well in the first innings. Jason Roy will come out and play shots. It's not in his nature just to be defensive. So he'll give you a chance, but we can get one or two wickets early with that new ball, then it gives Nathan Lyon the best chance. The other thing is, when we get a wicket, we're trying to really enforce it, because it looks very, very hard to start when you walk out to bat. It's just a bit uncomfortable. Even Matthew Wade yesterday was just, he struggled for a little bit, but then once he got his eye, he started to play shots to all parts of the ground.
He looked comfortable, didn't he, Matty Wade, once he got going? And again, with that 100, and you said it last week, Stewie, it can put pressure on Tim Payne.
Well, it will do, because, you know, Tim Payne, I know he got 35 or 34 or something yesterday, but if he, you know, the test for Tim Payne will be his wicket keeping. They'll probably let him go as long as he's keeping well, which he did in the first innings. You've got to give him credit there. But, you know, if his wicket keeping goes off a bit and then he's not getting runs, and Matthew Wade's batting at six and getting plenty of runs, and we know he can wicket keep, questions will start to get asked. But the issue is, there's no one else really to captain. So from that point of view, Tim Payne will be, but he won't be feeling comfortable about it, because he's in a position where he knows he's under pressure, and, you know, they're winning probably okay, but yeah, it'll be an uncomfortable position if that does happen.
Yeah. Now, you spoke there about Tim Payne being the captain. We've got some SMSs this morning about some people being upset that Steve Smith was directing players around the field. I mean, that's okay, isn't it, for Steve Smith to do that?
oh, mate, if we're going to get upset about that, where do we stop? Because does that mean the bowlers can't move fielders? Steve Smith knows he's not captain. But if Tim Payne's turned around to Steve Smith standing at first step, and Tim Payne's concentrating on wicketkeeping, he's concentrating on, you know, he's the captain and everything else that goes with it. But if Steve Smith's moving a fielder back three or four steps or someone to the left, I'm pretty sure it's not the biggest drama in the world. And I'm pretty sure Tim Payne's turning around to him at every second stage and going, what do you think? Does he say, oh, no, I won't say anything. I'm not allowed to talk.
Nah. Stewie, did you see that beautiful bit of byplay from Dave Warner when he's on the fence doing the fielding and he's keeping his hands in his pocket, you know, keeping them warm, and they're all giving it to him, and then he's showing, you know, he pulls the inners of his pockets out to show there was nothing there, in particular no sandpaper. It was good stuff.
And you know what, he has to do stuff like that. There's no point just standing down there having a fight Nick Kyrgios style with everyone in the crowd, because there's a lot of them. He's going to have fun with them. And, you know, they've actually created a good atmosphere. You know, whether you want to boo or not, whether you like that or not, that's up to the individual. Yeah. But they do create a good atmosphere, and I'm sure the players will enjoy it. And the best way for David Warner, Steve Smith, Cameron Brancroft to shut them all up is to score big runs. And they can boo Steve Smith as much as they want at the moment, but I don't think it really matters.
No, how many chances do the top sort of three get if they continue to sort of fail, Stewie? I mean, not get away to good starts. I know it's only test one, but both Bancroft and Warner struggled.
Yeah, oh, mate, they'll get a couple of goes. They'll get another test match. You've got Marcus Harris sitting in the wings there ready to go, I suppose, if one of them doesn't come good. David Warner will get more of an opportunity than Cameron Bancroft, you would have thought, given his record and his history in the team. Cameron Bancroft, he just looks like he's still playing around the ball a little bit. I know he got runs in county cricket, but it's a whole different level now. And you know, he needs to find a way to score runs. Justin Langer will back him. That's what they do, and that's the way it should be. But you'd want to see him getting some runs in the next test match. And, you know, if he can then get some more runs and build into the series, well, then his spot will be safe. Otherwise, questions will come quickly.
Okay, prediction. When do we win?
Well, subject to being no weather, no rain, and my law says there isn't going to be no rain, so it's nothing better than making rain calls from Darwin, I suppose. I think Australia can get it. I think they'll get 10 chances. It's a matter of it's a matter of them taking each of their chances. If they do that, they can win the test match and go 1-0 up in the series.
Okay. Let's hope it's wrapped up. I'd say 1 hour into the final session, and that would do me. What a great start that would be for the Aussies. Thanks, Stewie. Enjoy your day back in boring old Sydney. We'll have a great
fun,
Northern
boys.
For you have, at the Cup.
Have fun, boys. It sounds like you are.
We will.
Had a couple of days. A couple of long days.
Thank you. Why so much fun followed by so much heartache?
I was just thinking that.
I was thinking that
because I've been drifting this morning, TK. I've been drifting in and out.
That's why I'm here, mate. 187 for the Aussies to win. So the boys at tab.com.au, when I say boys, right, boys and girls, everyone's in the same boat. 187 for the Aussies to win. $195 the draw. England, if you like them, $41.
Well, they won't be winning.
No, they won't be
There's
winning.
Only two results. One's Australia winning in a draw.
And speaking of boats, we're going to go over later on with Dave Stanley into the infield, into where all these marquees are. And there's this massive boat that Tab have built. And
the pride of Fenny Bay.
It's the pride of Fenny Bay.
That's exactly right.
And we'll be over there later on. So it's going to be magnificent. It's quite a structure as the sun rises here with the marquees. We're expecting a crowd around 22,000 people at Fenny Bay Racecourse.